G2. Getting ready to read. Celebrate. Dragon. Evil. Modern. Contest. Encourage. Warrior. National. 1. To do things in honor of a special day is to celebrate. 2. A fairy tale animal with a long tail is a dragon. 3. The opposite of good is evil. 4. A person who fights is a warrior. 5. A trial or competition is a contest. 6. When you want something done, you encourage it.
G2. Celebrations of Two Lands. People who came to the United States from China brought with them some Chinese ways of life. For example, many Chinese Americans still celebrate the Chinese New Year by parading and dancing in the streets. This holiday comes a few weeks after January 1st. Celebrators carry large paper animals that give the name of the year. For the Chinese Year of the Dragon, the paper is shaped like a dragon. Strangely enough, today more of these parades may be seen here than in China. In old China, dragon dancing was thought to keep away evil spirits. The leaders of modern China do not encourage dragon dancing. Parades are not the only way Chinese Americans have celebrated their love of two lands. A young woman born in California of Chinese parents found another way. She wrote a book that was both about America and about the stories of China her mother had told her. She called her book The Woman Warrior, after a Chinese story about a brave female soldier. In a contest with books by many famous writers, this book by Maxine Hong Kingston won the National Book Award. G2. Celebrations of Two Lands. People who came to the United States from China brought with them some Chinese ways of life. For example, many Chinese Americans still celebrate the Chinese New Year by parading and dancing in the streets. This holiday comes a few weeks after January 1st. Celebrators carry large paper animals that give the name of the year. For the Chinese Year of the Dragon, the paper is shaped like a dragon. Strangely enough, today more of these parades may be seen here than in China. In old China, dragon dancing was thought to keep away evil spirits. The leaders of modern China do not encourage dragon dancing. Parades are not the only way Chinese Americans have celebrated their love of two lands. A young woman born in California of Chinese parents found another way. She wrote a book that was both about America and about the stories of China her mother had told her. She called her book The Woman Warrior, after a Chinese story about a brave female soldier. In a contest with books by many famous writers, this book by Maxine Hong Kingston won the National Book Award.